walked in all your glory. I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end, you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. Of happy ever after, you and me together. I was out of my league. I kept my heart hidden. Now I'm wishing that I didn't. Oh, who am I kidding? You were even intrigued. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. It could have been beautiful. If I'd only let you know what you meant to me. And if I could, I would give you a demonstration of how my imagination thought it ought to be. So much for pretending.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione now charged with second-degree murder in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan last week. Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Monday. ABC's Josh Einiger, who's there, says police found
three sloppily written, handwritten pages in his backpack that law enforcement found. They referred specifically to United Healthcare and spoke about his disdain for the healthcare industry, including these specific quotes. Quoting now, "These parasites had it coming."
Syria's prime minister says most cabinet members are back at work following the overthrow of President Bashar Assad's government. People have been gathering at the gates of the notorious Sadnaya prison in Damascus looking for loved ones. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the stand in his long-running corruption trial in Tel Aviv. He's also facing an international arrest warrant for war crimes as the fighting in Gaza continues. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with seven proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower, January down 15 to 1930, February down 9 to 1934, March down 8 to 1937, April down 7 at 1914. Cheese markets barrels were steady at 169, 40-pound blocks up 3 to 173, 6-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day, cash butter down 1.5 to 253, 8 trades on the day, grade in on fat dry milk down a quarter to 138 and 3/4, 2 trades on the day, dry whey up a half to 71.5, no trades on the day. Live cattle futures were mostly higher on the day, but well off the day's highs, as while box beef prices were higher, the markets rose too far too fast and did pull some of those gains back late in the session. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly lower on the day. Trade concerned about especially some of the deferred contracts being above $100. Is there enough demand to actually justify that? So a bit of a sell-off in the market. December live cattle up 42 cents to 187.80. January feeder cattle down 2 cents to 255.80. December hogs down 40 cents to 82.90. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly higher on the day. There was really not a lot of fresh news to move markets higher. There was also a lot of positioning ahead of the WASDE report for Tuesday. Soybean markets mostly lower after the oil markets moved lower, and that pressured soybeans in general, along with positioning ahead of the WASDE report. Wheat markets, meanwhile, were mostly higher due to some strength in Mativ wheat prices and WASDE report positioning. December corn up 3.25 to 434. New crop up 2 to 439.25. January beans down 3.75 to 990. March wheat up 1.5 to 558.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 385, January 388, new crop 379, cash beans 910, January 915, February 911, new crop 915. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 401.75, January 396.75, February 398.75, March 398.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in January corn 402. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, a cash corn 388, new crop 389, cash beans 910, new crop 929. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 390, new crop 389, cash beans 905, new crop 915. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 414, April 429, May 430, new crop 401. Cash beans 967, April 973, May 976, new crop 946. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 388, new crop 381. Cash beans 919, new crop 931. And cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 148 to 175, market cows 98 to 120, bulls 120 to 150, calves 200 to 920, beef steers 212 to 400, Holstein steers 185 to 320. Sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 115 and down, and goat markets, does 230 and down, bucks 240 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's your last chance to snag Dell Technologies' lowest prices of the year before the holidays. The future is on sale today with limited-time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. This is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with some light snow showers by late afternoon. We'll get to around 25 for a high tonight, down to 12 tomorrow. Windy with falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the single digits by late tomorrow afternoon. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should know that it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I wanna treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
Thank you. rolled out my shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long-lost buddies say I'm getting. Until that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
1073 FM WRDN, Dan and Shay, and to pick a Christmas tree here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the teens this morning as colder weather and even some snow on the way, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll be talking with Shane Goplin from Trempealeau County. And I had a chance to talk with Shane during the Farm Bureau's annual convention over the weekend in the Wisconsin Dells. I'm going to be talking about one of the things he's been working on with Farm Bureau regarding Google Maps and how Google Maps is directing people onto town roads and things like that, and how that is kind of an issue, especially for farmers in some of those towns as well. We're going to have more with Shane on that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody. It's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. U.S. commodity markets continue to closely watch geopolitical events. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
It can be easy to forget how geopolitical events around the world can impact U.S. agriculture. Jeff Peterson, president of Heartland Farm Partners in Nebraska, says the escalating war between Russia and Ukraine is a good example.
I think it's important that we continue to watch all that because we got to remember that Ukraine and Russia are very, very important on the wheat side, but Ukraine is also extremely important, probably sitting right now about the number four exporter on the corn side. So those factors are very, very important.
Getting ships with agricultural commodities for export safely out of ports is a huge risk.
Oh, there most definitely is. We haven't seen the ships being targeted yet, but as things would escalate there, that is definitely possible. Then we switch over and take a look at what's going on with Israel and Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. Now, what I'm wondering over there, I mean, and that brings up a bigger issue maybe on the energy side than what we see on the movement of grain and the export side, but it kind of seems like maybe Iran's taking a little bit of a softer tone there, because I do think there's some question marks that they have in regard to what will Trump do with Israel, because they know Israel is not going to stop. Israel is not going to stop until they physically, I think anyway, get rid of the threatening parts of Iran's nuclear program.
Concerns about the dollar and potential tariffs combine to make things challenging for U.S. agriculture.
Oh, they definitely do all come together. And then we have to mix in with that always that concern about from the tariff side. Do we end up seeing tariffs? And one thing I would say right now is that I think the markets, mainly the corn and soybeans, not so much probably the wheat, are factoring in a lot of negative information on trade. I think everybody assumes that we're going to end up having some type of tariffs that are going to come into play. I don't know that that's necessarily going to be the case. The threat of it is definitely being thrown around and the market's threatened by that, but I wouldn't necessarily say that's necessarily going to be the first wave that every trade goes is from the tariff side.
Again, that's Jeff Peterson with Heartland Partners. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with some light snow showers by late afternoon. We'll get to around 25 for a high tonight, down to 12 tomorrow. Windy with falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the single digits by late tomorrow afternoon. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should know that it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle white. A heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping. Together, together, yeah, together, together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the blue.
pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kitties knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland, yeah. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tanya Tucker in Winter Wonderland here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. And we have temperatures in the teens across the region this morning. UW Extension is announcing the launch of the School for Beginning Beef Production. It's an online educational series designed for individuals new to beef cattle production or those looking to add beef to their farm. Six sessions will be held in January, and these are free sessions. And these sessions will be held from 7 to 8:30 p.m. via Zoom on January 14th, 16th, 21st, 23rd, 28th, and 30th. And for more information, just contact UW Extension. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See the full lineup of December auctions at steffesgroup.com. The 45Z tax credit, passed as part of the Inflation Reduction Act in 2022, it's supposed to encourage renewable fuel production, but the industry is still waiting on the rules. Last week, the Biden administration promised action, and I'll have the details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. The biofuels industry has been waiting for more than 2 years for the final guidance on the 45Z tax credit from the U.S. Treasury Department. The credit was included in the Inflation Reduction Act to encourage the production of lower carbon biofuels, and it's slated to go into effect on January 1st, 2025. The trouble is that the Treasury Department has yet to release the rule, and the time to act is growing short. Last week, the Biden administration issued a statement saying they are expecting to release the guidance before the January 20th inauguration date. The delay up till now has left the industry in limbo. Companies are struggling to finalize investments, negotiate contracts, and plan production strategies without clarity on how carbon intensities will be calculated. The Renewable Fuels Association, representing ethanol producers, emphasized that the lack of definitive rules has created significant uncertainty in their industry. A spokesperson for the RFA noted that final regulations, quote, seem highly unlikely before the administration's end, though there is hope for at least some basic information or at least some safe harbor provisions to help producers navigate the early days of the program. The stakes are high. The 45Z tax credit is designed to reward fuels with lower carbon footprints, offering significant subsidies to biofuels that meet the requirements. This is designed to create opportunities for products like renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel. Without that guidance, some biofuel projects may stall, and the economics of certain plants could be at risk. Adding to the uncertainty, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has yet to release its complementary rule aimed at rewarding farms for climate-smart practices that reduce emissions. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack previously announced that a package would be released before the end of President Biden's term, but no timeline has been confirmed. This delay increases the complications for planning for feedstock suppliers and biofuel producers in next year alike. I'll be back with more after this.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
45Z isn't the only biofuel issue in Washington. The expiration of other incentives, such as the $1 per gallon credit for biomass-based diesel, also looms on the horizon. Some industry groups are lobbying for an extension, saying that it's necessary to stabilize the market amid these other regulatory delays. However, with a divided Congress and competing legislative priorities, the path forward is far from certain. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The spirit of the cowboy is special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the cowboy is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. Moonlight, and you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. like the rivers and the woodlands wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
Mama knows the highway by the song. When she hears a good one, she always sings along. She don't ever worry about what's gone. She says good country music will never steer you wrong. She talks to the truckers with the lights, maybe just a little bit more on Saturday night. She knows a good road to paradise. It's just enough to keep the highway bright. Yeah, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart. Tell Wyoming by the wind. She can tell another trucker by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real south begins. Well, mama knows the highway now by heart. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars. Mama knows the highway now by heart.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party house. Mistletoe hung where you can't see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. Have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old fashioned way. Mistletoe hung where you can't see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Road maintenance budgets can get expensive in rural America. What if GPS programs like Google Maps are making roads harder to maintain? That's a question that came up for discussion among members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau during their annual convention. Shane Goplin of the Trempealeau County Farm Bureau introduced a resolution on the topic.
Living in rural America, we all know that the township budgets just aren't there like the federal highways. So what I've noticed over the years using GPS mapping, such as Google Maps, is the majority of the people pick fastest. There's a lot of times where that'll route you on a township road, and the township road doesn't know if it's local traffic or an outsider. So that's number one. So we're getting excess traffic on that. Not to mention that they just don't have the funds for 24-hour snow and ice removal. So you're getting on unfamiliar roads and farm equipment, and I could go on and on.
He says he'd like to get the resolution to Washington, D.C. to see what can be done. A court in Texas has hit the pause button on a federal filing requirement a lot of farmers considered burdensome and an overreach. The Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA, required certain businesses to report ownership information by January 1st to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Jake Parker, Secretary and General Counsel for the North Carolina Farm Bureau, said Congress's intent was to combat money laundering and organized crime funding, but the implementation would be burdensome on farmers and other small businesses.
The concerns a lot of farmers I heard from, and even our insurance agents had about the law, was the reporting requirements were so intrusive. You have to upload a photo ID. You have to provide a bunch of background information about your business, and you're essentially loading it into a government portal and trusting them to keep it safe. And in this day and age, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that trust in a government to do what it says sometimes.
The court determined that the law is likely unconstitutional and needed to be halted. Parker says it will take several months for an appeal to be filed and read, but in the meantime, farmers, ranchers, and other businesses targeted by the law will not have to submit the files. With the national beef cow herd at record low numbers and fed cattle numbers still decreasing, marketing and the future of the cow herd expansion is the timely focus of the 13th annual Driftless Region Beef Conference. The University Extension Services in Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin will team together to offer the conference to educate beef producers. The 13th annual event will be held January 23rd and 24th at the Grand River Convention Center in Dubuque. Two keynote speakers will be featured the first afternoon, Dr. Daryl Peel from Oklahoma State and Dr. Troy Rowan from the University of Tennessee. Then the Friday morning will feature four breakout sessions for both cowherd and feedlot topics. Now, for more information on the program, just to contact the Wisconsin Beef Council or your local extension office. UW Extension is excited to announce the launch of a new online educational webinar series, the UW Extension Noontime Beef Roundup, that will provide insights for beef producers and industry professionals. The free series will cover a range of topics critical to the success of the beef industry, featuring expert speakers and interactive sessions. The monthly sessions will take place the second Thursday of each month on Zoom from noon until 1 p.m. from January through March of next year. And the meetings are free to attend. Now, for more information on the different meetings, their topics, and how to register, just contact the UW Extension Service in your county, or you can visit the UW Extension website. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with some light snow showers by late afternoon. We'll get to around 25 for a high tonight. down to 12 tomorrow. Windy with falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the single digits by late tomorrow afternoon. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should know that it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Somewhere.
would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.